Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another edition of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your Dungeon Master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Nika Howard.
Hey, guys.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
And Mike Bogman.
Hey, it's me. Yeah, I'm in this show now, too.
No, Mike Bogman.
It's me, the current governor.
Oh, that's a good goof from everyone's favorite podcast, You're a Wizard, Harry.
Okay.
Do you love Mike Bogman? Go listen to You're a Wizard, Harry.
I do love
him. But what if I love someone else who's on that podcast?
That's not possible.
You're not allowed to listen.
I like those really cool girls, Sarah and Bajaya. They're the best on that podcast.
hi, everyone. We're a 5th edition real play dungeons, actual play Dungeon Dragon podcast. We're a great group of friends.
Christ.
We have a good time. We've been going for a long time, and we're the best one there is.
We like to get rowdy on
in the
net.
In the world. We have, we're sponsored this week by trywink.com/D&D. It's the new name for the wine cellar people.
That you might have heard of as Club W, but now it's Wink.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, try it out, and Wink, like...
Wine Inc.
W Inc., so... W-I-N-C.
This is why
we have such, we understand each other, because we're Geekly Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely have had people say, is it I-N-K? And we're like, no, it's I-N-C.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like incorporate.
That will be our upcoming tattoo business, will be Geekly Inc.
Ooh, yeah, and it will be sold with a C. It's very confusing.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So if you go there, you'll get, what is it, $30? Is it still 30 bucks off your first order?
I think so.
It's 30 or 20, isn't it?
Something like that.
See, you know somebody.
I don't know.
It's at least 20.
Y'all know you're drinking wine, so just do it. Get it delivered to your house and get yourself a treat.
Yeah, and if you get, is it 4 bottles? The friggin' shipping goes out the door with the whole thing. The whole thing.
Yeah
it's complimentary. It's $20 off your first
$20. That's even better than 30.
Yeah.
Trust us. We have math.
It is. And we're also sponsored this week by NerdBasin.com, geek-themed bath bombs from anime, video games, fantasy, and sci-fi.
Oh, shit, yeah. I want a beautiful anime bath bomb. I want this right now.
Guys, go dirty to nerdy with fizzy bath bombs and luxurious scents, colors, and hidden prizes.
Oh, hidden prizes?
Such as?
I hope there's a tiny Goku inside.
The wheels are spinning. Tim's like, what's happening?
Guys, don't look now, but there's a Goku hiding behind your microphone. He doesn't think that anyone can see him.
Where is he? I don't know what's happening right now, and I'm thrown off, but maybe that's good. I don't know.
Carly started a new online business.
Oh!
Making really cool bath bombs that are like D20s and Sailor Moon shit.
So how much money is old Timmy Tim gonna get from this, little Skrilla?
Oh, you're gonna get a lot of money.
Oh my
Tim
god.
Tim loves money.
We're also sponsored this week by Michael, Jennifer, Tim, and Nicholas's brand new podcast called The Hosts. Westworld, where we watch every episode of Westworld, and then we put it out for your silly ear holes. It's basically just Cast of Thrones for Westworld.
If you want to hear us talk about how much we want to fuck the sheriff on Westworld, this is a podcast for you.
For you. If you're listening to this anytime before, I don't know, September 13th, the iTunes feed may not be up, but just head on over to Geekly Inc. and you'll see the stuff up there. To find your stuff. And I think we're going to put the first episode on the Cast of Thrones feed to help ease the pain of not having any Game of Thrones this summer. But it's a lot of fun. So far, the first episode of Westworld was hilarious and great. And we're very excited about
this show.
Hilarious?
It's not a comedy.
What?
It's not a comedy.
You mean our podcast is hilarious? Because the show is not hilarious.
No, our show is somber. The Westworld is hilarious.
You know what? You're right.
What?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
What is Westworld? Tell me.
It's Michael Crichton. So it takes place.
Oh, so it's got dinosaurs.
It takes place in a theme park.
It's like, if you could super murder robots, mm-hmm. and also you're in the Wild West.
It's great. It's like a tabletop Western.
Murder / fuck robots.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that's probably enough sponsoring.
Yeah.
Get that out of the way.
We'll chill out.
It's been a bounty, a cornucopia. It's fall. What can we say? We love cornucopias.
Tim's dying. Please forgive him. His mind doesn't work so good anymore.
I dropped my computer off at the computer store to fix it. And if it's not fixed, I will jump out a window.
Hey, who's got a D20?
I do.
I just went out and dropped one.
On this fine evening.
Jennifer, stop owning me. She keeps yelling at me because I lost an umbrella, and everyone knows umbrellas are impossible to keep. Just ask Jim Gaffigan.
What?
Is that the guy that smashes watermelons?
Yes.
No, that's Jim Gaffigan, too. I got a 4.
That's Gallagher.
Jim Gallagher, got it.
I got a 4.
All these friggin' dice, and I can't find a D20 that's not a spin down.
I got a 17.
I got a 13.
I got
so
a
I'm
3.
Safe.
Thank you. I don't remember
shit. It gets
shit.
Exhausting having to weasel my way out of doing it.
Who is the highest? Was it Nika?
It was probably me.
What did you get?
It was probably me. A 17.
Yeah,
oh, you did
sure.
so well,
yeah,
Nika. What happened last week?
Thanks.
On
okay.
our 5th edition... Drunks or Dungeons and Dragons podcast where we
real
play Dungeons
play
and Dragons
podcast.
For sure.
So as I learned sitting in my car at 4:30 today, last time on Drunks and Dragons, we oh fuck, my mind literally just went blank.
It's gone. It's gone.
Okay, so we stayed in Jet's glamping yurt where there were poles and hammocks everywhere, but
yes.
not a bathroom or hand washing station to be found.
Nope.
You
didn't ask
there,
for that.
That's true. We weren't specific enough. What our past mistakes have taught us now is that we will ask for more in the future. But during our time there, and nothing super crazy happened. We didn't get attacked or anything like that. But Jayla and Roz did have a little heart to heart, and Jayla admitted that maybe she was a little harsh on Roz in the past and has decided to put it in the past and all of that. There's conversation about trying to talk to Harper to see if he is under some sort of spell from Longcrier, if he has a weird love-hate relationships with Longcrier, or what's going on there. And then we started traveling to the east, where we got to Longcrier's residence, and we were greeted by some sexy as fuck sorcerers with dick abs for days. And I didn't get to finish the last part, so I kind of missed out.
Some things happened.
Oh, you got it. You got it all.
I do feel like
that's pretty, that it? Oh, perfect. Yeah, you got awesome. Well, so, yeah.
I'm so excited. I found out about these sexy folks.
I'm not excited, Tim Lanning, but I actually am.
I'm super excited.
What level are we these days?
13.
13?
Remember when we used to level all the time?
It gets slower the higher you get.
It sucks.
Let me be more powerful.
We also haven't been bugging Michael about if we can level, so.
The faster we get to level 20, the podcast ends, so we gotta go slow.
I know, I don't want to.
Is it gonna be like Sopranos? It just cuts to black the second we level up?
As soon as you hit level 20. Alright, so three beautiful, rippling abbed people exit. They actually appear out of nowhere because the tower is theoretically invisible.
Uh-huh.
I would say they walk out towards you, but they don't. They fly a few inches above the ground towards you.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Nice. Does it look like they're coming straight for us?
Oh, yeah. They are looking right at you.
These guys look amazing. Don't they look amazing? There's something about them, right? Isn't there something like about them that seems perfect?
I think mostly it's the abs, I think.
Oh, everything they have going on is so good. Wait, Harper's like pulling at his...
Harper, do you like these people? These Longhairs people?
It would stand to reason that they probably are, which means they're my enemies. But that being said... They look perfect, and, I mean, I was ever his only apprentice, so it's not like there's any...
So what do you... I mean, I know you
These are probably my fans, is what I'm saying.
Oh. I mean, okay.
What?
Why do you think they'd be hanging out here?
Huh. Let's find out. Hello there! Oh. Yes, it is me, King Titus Harper.
What are you people doing here?
Harper sweats a little bit with all the just aesthetically pleasing things. We're here to meet with Longcrier and bring him to justice. Deliver unto him hugs and kisses.
Every time that Harper says something like that, Eluder does like the dramatic... What is it? The
prairie dog?
The dramatic prairie dog look. And her eyes. Dun, dun, dun. The dramatic prairie dog.
There's one in front, and he goes, I don't understand what you're trying to say, baby.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Okay.
Can someone else try talking to them? They're too starstruck, I assume.
What are we trying to find out from them?
Yeah, right. I'll do it. I shapeshift into Harper. Hey, it's me, baby.
Ow.
You want to play an improv game?
Come on.
No, I do not, but I understand that it's great to be here.
It's great to be here. Hey, it's me.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Roast of Tim Lanning.
I'm strong.
Quick sidebar. Harper, but for real, though, what are we supposed to do with these people? Are we just straight up ask them where Longcrier? Like,
well, we need to get into the tower here, and they're either going to escort us, I assume. Hopefully they didn't kill him without me.
Are we dressed? Like, why would they let us in?
Right, do you want me to collapse into a puddle, yeah? And I'll slither up through the pant leg, up their bodies, into the mouth. I'll kill him from the inside.
Oh!
Yeah.
Eh?
Wait.
No, we need them to get in.
I mean, agree to disagree.
Well, we don't know if they're hostile towards us. I don't want to fight against my fans here, and I must certainly get to Longcrier.
Okay.
Right, that's not then.
Can you remind me again, is it two sexy dudes?
Two sexy dudes, one sexy girl.
One sexy, oh, so there's three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, sirs and madam, we're just wondering if you could take us to Longcrier. We heard that he was around here, and please let us take us there, please. Please? The leader starts to sweat.
It sounded like you were threatening Longcrier before. And We all know that Longcrier is a good baby and everybody loves him, so we don't take your threats lightly.
While this conversation's happening, can I just kind of like, is there like a corner or something that I can slip around just to be out of sight for a second?
I can roll a stealth.
Okay. 18, 22.
Yeah, you, they're all apparently just like flipping their hair and, adjusting their shirtless, not shirts. I don't know.
There's
not a corner to slip around because it's invisible. But you could slip like behind a tree.
Okay, that's fine. That works. Is there what Longcrier looks like? Is that pretty well known, or is that?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, okay. No one's ever described him.
Right. Well, okay. I've got pretty high performance, so I'm confident. I want to transform into what I think Longcrier looks like, and then come back out and say, you three, let them pass, baby! And I rolled a 7, so 20 performance.
Can you roll again? Because I'm giving you a disadvantage on this.
Christ. That's fine. And that's a 4, so 17 performance.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
The one guy goes, "Oh shit, how did you get out here?" And then the other guy goes, "That's not Longcrier. Oh, the chains, they burn."
These are all the things that I say, okay? So really listen, man. Stop saying these things, all right? This is what I say. If you want an autograph or whatever, it's fine. It's fine. And Harper just goes to walk past them and pushes them out of the way.
They do not allow you to. If you try to walk past them, you will start combat.
I poke the one that apparently is in charge here in the chest, and I like, "Who the fuck are you, dweebs?"
We're Longcrier's best. And we're real boy horny to get in a fight right now, so let's do this.
Well, wait, Longcrier never had any other apprentices.
He's got 3 now, baby.
All right, baby. If you think you can fucking do this, let's tango. I eat poop and I like it. If I get them to say that, then maybe they'll say it. I don't know.
I mean, are you just trying to embarrass them?
I don't think they're saying what you say. You guys come from the same place, and that's why you talk the same, right?
Yeah, this is an original to you.
That's not how that
maybe
works.
It's just like Longcrier always said, "I love to eat poop because it tastes good. I'm a poopy loving boy."
Poor Christ.
He said that. But
do they fall for it?
Do they?
I mean, they like to eat poop now. Okay, I rolled a 40.
A nat 40.
An unnatural 40.
It's a very cursed 40, in fact.
I don't want to fight you. You all seem beautiful, and it'd be a shame to ruin your beautiful faces, but if you guys want to go, let's do this.
Oh, you're trying to fight him?
They all, like, swoop up into the air.
Yes!
And take on battle formations. And we're gonna roll for initiative.
Hold up, I just wanna... Are you telling us that we are fighting 3 Harpers right now?
This is why I would never give Michael my character sheet, because I knew he would scorn me.
Oh, man.
Yes. 22.
Oh, hell yeah. 17, except for I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, no.
20 for some reason.
We were all rested up last time, right?
Damn, guys.
We're hyper.
Yeah, probably.
We're hyper rested.
6. Don't worry, guys. I'll bring down the average.
No, you just round it all up. Round it all up.
So, question. Like, I know that, like, I can shapeshift into like, anything human size, but I'm assuming that means that implies that I'm keeping, like, the same density. Supposing that I wanted to, like, mist myself. I don't want to right now, but, like, just for future reference.
I don't think you can mist yourself.
Okay, well, what if I, you know, maybe at the right temperature? Then turn into a liquid. Physics dictates that I should be able to turn into a gas, Thrifty.
why don't we talk about this off the air?
This is what happens when you give them an inch.
if you let a mouse turn into a liquid, he's gonna want to become a gas.
All right, Harper, you're up first.
You call that flying? I call this flying, you fuckheads. And then
how are you all arranged, by the way?
Oh. Arranged?
Yeah, like
deranged, don't you mean?
Nice work,
Jennifer. Are you all just like standing together in an easy line?
Like a no, direct not line? At all.
Harper,
not at all.
Definitely not.
Harper flies up in the air 10 feet, moves away a little bit so that he's not around all of his friends, and he wants to get into a tree so that he has a little bit of cover, but also he has a prime zone for blasting. And I would love to do disintegrate, use some sorcery pointies in order to shoot it twice. And yeah, I'm gonna shoot. Oh, what the heck? Let's just roll a d4 twice and see who I get. Okay, the first guy, who is I'm calling Jarper. the girl, which I'm calling Harper.
What?
Okay, so
Harpet is way better.
Harpert. All right, so Jarper and Harpet are the one whom is being disintegrated.
This is like, these are like chipmunk level names. What is this?
No, she's the only girl Harper.
Oh, I see. they have to make a dex saving throw.
Okay. One of them, Jarper fails.
Classic Jarper.
What was the saving throw again?
I never told you, which is kind of
funny. That's why I'm asking.
18.
18. The other one does succeed.
Liar. Okay, let me get out my dice app, as I love to do. We can all agree it's called Dice Bag. And they take 10d6 plus 40. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and roll. All right, that's the good shit, that the content that we love. They each take, Jarper takes 72 damage.
Damn, and, that's a lot of damage.
Did you spend sorcery points to, like, do extra damage?
No, I spent sorcery points in order to target both of them.
Oh.
Yep, and apparently there is no if you miss things out of this, which is horse shit. But I yell, I'll show you both of you jabronis who the real disciple of Longcrier is, the guy I will never turn against or kill. And two insanely green bolts shoot. One hits Jarper, the other doesn't. Does Jarper die?
Jarper does not die.
Fuck.
Harped goes, Jarper, are you okay? Did you take damage? And Jarper goes, just a kiss of damage.
Why is this happening to me?
Jet.
Okay, so Jet is going to target whoever the nearest one is. And use Otto's irresistible dance. Now, if he's going to start dancing and he's flying,
yeah, that's interesting.
Is he then going to fall?
I feel like he'd just be flying in the air and dancing in the air. I mean, I think he'd be able to dance really well in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have to concentrate to fly?
I don't know. I think so. Tim, you're always flying.
You're flying.
Let me tell you about that. Flying is concentration.
Okay. Yes.
And Jarper has to make a saving throw or whatever.
Do you have to use like movement or like anything to like maintain it also? Or
no.
Is it just, you're just up? Okay.
Yep.
Quick.
But Jarper has to make a saving throw for ending his concentration of flight.
How far up in the air are they? Flying?
300 feet.
No! Please don't
like
say
between,
this.
Between like 10 and 15 feet.
Got it.
That's not bad at all.
Got it.
Okay, because I mean, it doesn't, and I don't even know that it would necessarily like break their concentration. It doesn't specifically say that, but I feel like if you're being compelled to do something
Right. It's like got to be something. Time, so what does it normally do to the people?
It says choose one creature you can see within range. The target becomes... The target begins a comic dance in place, shuffling and tapping its feet, and capering for the duration.
Is this a real spell? Did you make this
yeah.
up?
No, creature. Yeah, creatures that can't be
this
blah,
is
blah,
very
blah.
Good.
He uses all of its movement to dance without leaving its space and has disadvantage on dexterity saving throws and attack rolls while affected by the spell.
Okay.
Oh, while the target's affected by the spell, everyone else has advantage on attack rolls against it.
Gotcha. Hey, Tim, what did you roll for that again? What was your damage?
72.
No, but like what was the dice that you rolled?
10d6.
And then it was like plus some huge amount?
It was 32 plus 40.
Oh, so it's why is it plus 40?
I don't know.
Is that just what it is?
Mm-hmm. 10d6 plus 40 force damage. Wow. If this reduces the target to 0 hit points, they're disintegrated.
Wow.
Neat.
Jesus Christ. How often can you do that?
You should have held that one off so you could disintegrate somebody.
I
mean, this is great, too, but I'm just saying I want to see him explode. I want to see Jarper and Harper explode.
Really great. Loving what you're doing here. A couple notes.
Just
a couple
if notes. You could just fucking
went,
explode their asses,
if I went
that'd be
after
good.
Jet, that would have been great. We know that now. It's fine.
One day. Also, so, I am gagging to find out what this third one is named.
good times.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
All right. It is. Oh, Jet. What? So okay. So you just made them.
Well, I mean, I made that. I made one dance. It's one
okay.
creature.
Okay.
So
is it
which one did you make dance?
Or the third unnamed.
Yes, the unnamed, and
the
you know,
unknowable
as
Harper.
As I get him to dance, I'm like bad rap. And he dances. That's great. And
he's
then Bardic, who wants Bardic Inspiration? Because somebody, one of you can have it.
What does it do for me?
I'll take it.
Yeah, give it.
That's
to
probably the better answer.
Yeah, no.
I don't even care what it does. I'll take it. It's like a D6,
sure.
Right?
One time within 10 minutes, you can roll a d10 and add the result to an attack ability check or saving throw. Can be used after rolling, but before the DM announces the result. So I give that to
who?
To Nika, because you're thirsty.
Yeah, you asked for first.
You're thirsty so for thirsty buffs. You like,
and plus I go like last.
Yeah.
All right, Ludra.
Okay, it's time for me to cast Crackle, which once again, just to remind everyone, I use a small piece of the Trader Wiggins fur to cast my Crackle. You know, I like the game where we still don't know what that third Harper is named, so I'm not going to hit him. I'm going to try to hit Jarper and Harpen with my Crackle. And I'm going to cast it at a second level to do more damages upon them. So, let's see. They have to make a dex saving throw.
Okay, and you get two of them?
Yep. And my spell save DC is 16.
I hate to tell you this, but they both fail.
Hell yes!
That's great for
even
you,
though,
right?
Even though you didn't tell me what you got, I just rolled like garbage.
I'm very good. The... This is what I crave. It was 16, my spell 16, save DC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't even close.
Well, good thing. I love setting people on fire with my lightning crackles. So, Tim, I'm going to need you to give me some D6s.
Here, you can use this app.
No, that's not fun. I remembered that I know what a D6 is. It's just a regular dice. I can get them myself. So, I get to do 4d6 lightning damage.
Golly.
I remember when I used to do damage.
What does that mean?
That's a 6. Oh, or a 1.
All my attacks now are like 1d8 or 1d6.
Hell yeah.
14 fucking... lightning damage.
The Harpet goes, oh! And Jarper goes, ouch, my head. and falls to the ground unconscious.
Oh, here's some flavor for you guys. When they get hit with the lightning, it does the cartoonish thing where you can see their skeletons for a
Ooh,
second.
Ooh, that's spooky.
Nice. That is very spooky.
Did Harpet roll to not lose her concentration?
Oh, yeah, did she fall to the ground also?
No, she didn't roll to not lose her concentration.
Harpet, it's time your ass hit the ground.
Prepare to have your foot sprained.
Fine.
Okay.
She's
damn
fine.
You, Harpet. I'll never forget this. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. I came on and did what I needed to do.
All right, bye. Lydia walks away.
All right, so Harpet is up. And lightning crackles all around her.
Crackle's my thing. That's my thing.
That's my thing. Hey.
And she goes, you want to see lightning? I'll show you lightning. At which point she casts Chain Lightning.
Oh, that's a great spell. I used to know it.
Everyone pick a number between 1 and 4. It can't be the same number.
A 3. 3. 3.
13.
3.
2.
8.
You've got Nika and Bachman. You've got 1 and 4. Pick one each.
4.
3.
No, Nika, you got 1. Okay. Who is 3?
I am Timmy Tim.
It was me.
Okay. Strangely, the lightning just blasts out and arcs from one to the other and hits everyone except for Harper. And when I say everyone, I'm including Bucky, who is standing behind you.
No, Buckster! He's so thin.
He didn't get to pick a number?
No, he didn't get to pick a number.
I mean, it would have just been you picking a number, but still.
My poor Buckster just gets
Bucky,
regardless.
Are you okay?
Jed immediately loses his form.
You need to make a dex saving throw. You have to beat 17. Oh,
hell. Everyone gets a +3 from my aura.
How big's your aura?
Well, anyone who's within, what is it, like 30 feet?
You're probably all within 30 feet.
Yeah.
You better be, otherwise I can't chain lightning you all.
Did you say a dex saving throw?
You say?
Yeah.
A dexterity
I wish
throw.
You had said that.
Why?
22.
Because mine's not, I mean, it's okay, but it's not great. And I didn't roll good enough. I'm going to get hit by lightning now.
23, fam.
You said plus 3, Nika?
Yes.
16.
Okay. So, Eludra takes 45 damage.
Ouch!
Christ.
That's a lot.
I'm sorry. It's within 10 feet. It is within 10 feet.
And Jayla and Jet both take 22 damage.
22?
22?
Yeah.
Okay, Jet is a puddle.
And
he can dance electricity.
Bucky falls to the ground behind you.
Oh, thank Jesus.
Smoke coming off of him.
No!
Harpet, right?
What's that?
This was Harpet?
This is Harpet, yep.
This bitch can go.
Okay.
Jayla.
How far is Harpet from me?
It's pretty close enough.
Okay, so I will just use my winged boots. I will use my winged boots to move up next to her.
Okay.
And then I will...
spit in her face.
I will name her as my oath.
Okay.
And then I will fuck her up. Does a 23 hit her?
Yes.
On the first hit, she will take... oops, that's 40 damage.
Okay. That's a lot.
And then it is. She fucked me up with chain lightning. And then does a 26 hit her?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Take that, Harpet.
And then she will take another... 17 damage. So 57 damage total.
Eat shit, Harpet!
Listen. This is my bro. She likes to stab people for fun.
She does. You hurt her a lot. She's very hurt.
Okay.
Is she bloody?
She cried.
There's blood everywhere.
Nice.
Unnamed Harper number 3.
The wretched Harper.
What's his name?
What is his name? What would be a good...
Did you come up with the names beforehand?
Blarper.
What about Jarper?
No, no.
There was already a Jarper.
Oh, is there... Fuck.
Jalker.
What about Phase 3?
Phase 3? What about Phase 10?
Oh, no. Yeah.
All right.
Blarper.
Yeah, that's a good
Blarper.
One.
Blarper.
Yeah.
Blumper.
Blumpkin. Clipper. Kipper.
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 His Kipper. Name is Kipper.
Carter.
Jarper 2.
Jarper 2. Jarper 2 goes, "This is going bad." And
do I say that?
And he goes, "You all should eat shit," and fire everywhere. Fire everywhere.
No, I don't like this
at
all.
It's a storm of fire.
A firestorm.
Everyone needs to roll another dexterity saving throw.
Damn it.
Don't forget you have a plus 3 if you are within 10 feet of
me. Oh, you know I am. I got a 6. No, a 9.
This is not going to be good.
23.
Oh, hell yeah, I rolled 20.
Nice, bro.
Can't touch me.
Which saving throw is this?
Dex.
Dexterity.
Oh, Christ. I got 26.
Get thee behind me, fire. The only way that can hurt me is lightning. Yeah.
So,
my only weakness is lightning.
Those who failed, which I think is Harper.
Me. I'm on fire.
The real Harper.
Everything is on fire, by the way. Harper, you take 40 damage.
I don't give a heck.
He loves it. He loves being on fire.
Did anyone else fail?
I
don't think so.
What's my temperature? Am I past boiling yet?
Oh, you're bubbly everywhere. You're all gooey and bubbly.
Oh no!
If you're in a puddle,
yeah, I'm just trying to mist.
I'm just trying to mist so hard.
Oh, that idea is quite disturbing to me.
Those of you who made your saving throw, you take 20 damage.
What the shit?
Because you're on fire. You're like literally engulfed in flames.
Ah.
What if we're not on the ground?
It's 10 foot cubes of fire everywhere.
Okay. That's what I assumed. I just wanted to ask that shit-eating question.
It hurts.
What if I made a tree? Is the tree flammable?
Everything is on fire.
What if I'm wearing a fireman suit?
Yeah, what if we're wearing fireman suits?
Actually, with all this fire around, you can actually, between the like smoke and like the shimmery nature of the heat, you can actually start to make out sort of the outlines of the tower.
It's there. Ouch, 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 ouch. Ooh, hot, 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 hot.
Now, the other dude, the dude that I had dance, it seems like a lot of things has happened. That dude's still dancing, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
He better okay. be.
Wait, is that Blarper?
Yeah, I believe it was Blarper.
Wait, I thought that was Harper. I thought that was Jarper 2.
Jarper 2, a.k.a. Blarper. He goes by many names, this Blarper.
The horrid Harper.
I will make Blarper roll to see if he can keep his concentration. He does not. He falls to the ground and is still wildly dancing.
I don't like that thought.
He won't stop crumping.
Like,
he's doing the Dougie.
And he takes damage from hitting the ground. Harper.
Me?
Yes, you.
Okay. Harper will look at both them and say, Harper's going to fly in a little bit to get to an angle where he can shoot both of them with lightning bolt. So they both have to make a dexterity saving throw of 18. And remember, friggin' Blarper has disadvantage that Blarper.
They both fail.
And I'm casting it at 5th level. And so that will be... this spell sucks. 96. Not 96. How do I get rid of one of you?
96? That's so much damage. All
right. They take 39, weirdly, higher than my 10d6. They both take 39 damage.
Okay.
And if they're... and that also lights things on fire. And Harper basically gets down and shoots them Kamehameha style. It's like, hey, I'm sorry if that was shocking. I'm the only lighting bitch around here.
So you look into Harpet's beautiful face as the lightning streaks through her and... her eyes just like liquefy under her face, and she like melts and crumbles to the ground in a big pile of deadness.
Ugh, fuck! I didn't mean to do that.
Whoops!
Jet, only Blarper is left, and he is apparently doing some sort of breakdance moves on the ground.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
But they're like really sad breakdance moves, though. Like, he's really failing at it. Like, he's doing the thing where he like runs around, but he's just like on the ground doing it.
Has Blarper been hit?
Yeah, Blarper just got lightning bolted.
Okay, I'm gonna use Dissonant Whispers. But I'm gonna use it at let's see, what is it? Oh, come on, get out of here. At 4th level.
Shit.
So
really fucking up.
Let's see,
take that, Blarper.
you whisper a discordant melody that only one creature of your choice can hear within range can hear, racking it with terrible pain. The target must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, it takes 3d6 psychic damage and must immediately use its reaction, if available, to move as far as its speed away from you, which it must do so while dancing because I have not broken concentration.
I want to know what you're singing him.
Do you get to dictate how it dances?
Well, I mean, it's already dancing, okay. So I mean,
I just imagine my
that
mom
moment
is singing,
passed.
Your tweets are bad.
No!
It's not true.
It's probably like Poker Face, but in like a minor key or something.
Oh no,
like that.
It's too horrible.
Way down over the poker.
What is the save that he has to make?
17, with wisdom.
Oh, we Harpers are terrible.
Ooh,
at that.
Yeah, that's not his strong suit. He fails.
Hope you let Lady Gaga.
Okay,
blarp.
Okay, so it's 3d6, but. Because I did it as fourth level, I also add another 3d6. I just have one d6 in front of me. Tim, do you want to just do that on your app that you've got there?
Murder him unto death.
How many d6s are we going for?
66.
66 d6s?
22.
My goodness.
22 damages.
Okay.
And he has to dance in a way that's directly away from
him. Okay, so he's on the ground, though. I don't know if he can stand up.
He has to. It says he has to.
Right, no, I know, but like I think he'll just kind of try to crawl dance away from
that's
him.
Fine. That's fine.
He's like a worm.
Yeah, I said it first. You owe me a Coke. And a worm.
Yeah.
While screaming.
The worm is away from you while screaming.
Like, I'm really enjoying this picture, this picture that you've painted for us of this man like screaming and doing the worm badly.
We can all agree that being murdered by Jet is the worst way to go.
It really is. It's so bad.
It's like this pain hurts, but this beat is amazing.
This beat is automatic.
It's like, it's almost like a very like masochistic. No, sadistic yeah. way to die, because he's like, oh, I'm going to make you live like a seal forever. I'm going to make you dance till you die yeah. or scream yeah. or whatever. Like, it's awful.
I'm like a little bit worried for Mike Bachman, actually, after hearing all these terrible ways that he's murdering people.
Jet is true evil.
Listen. Baperson gave me tools, and all I'm doing is piecing them together in various
you
ways.
You are utilizing the fuck out yeah, of them.
I mean, I salute him oh, all, but oh, also it's oh, disturbing.
He just informed me that... wizards clarified that I can use my crossbow expert feat to use my to shoot with my crossbow even after doing a standard action. So I'm gonna shoot him too.
Oh, was that something you needed to do, Bobbin?
That's so messed up. Jesus. Oh my god! Yeah, y'all.
It's
Jet
fine.
Just whistling, no loading his crossbow
as he's crawling away. I can't whistle right now because I'm laughing.
Baperson in the chat just said, I never designed Jet for this.
Not like this.
You can't control your creatures once they're out of your hands.
Thrifty, does a 19 hit?
Yes.
He's trying to do the worm.
A smart man knows that Baperson's not the monster, but the doctor.
He's moving directly away from me, so the crossbow bolt does go into his butt for 7 damage. Does he die from the butt crossbow bolt?
Please.
Come on, I need it.
Yeah.
Dead
what a terrible
ass.
Way to die.
Does he say anything cool when he dies, though? Like, something badass,
my
though?
My ass.
Well, you just took the one that I was going to use.
My ass?
No. Where did my doc go? I have a doc.
You should put that doc on Tim Patreon.
Doc. Oh, shit. I don't know where
Christ.
I put it. Yeah, he says something really cool.
Unlikely if it's coming from Tim.
Oh,
oh man. Oh,
I take 25 psychic damage. I have advantage on divorce.
How about this? He just takes out a pair of sunglasses and puts them on and looks at nothing and then dies.
It's good. His face is frozen in a horrible rictus of a smile while he points at the glasses.
Yeah, he points once at the sunglasses and dies.
In my head, I imagine that he had a really good life and it just like ended so terribly, like in a way not befitting to someone who lived such a life.
I mean, it's pretty shameful to die by an ass crossbow.
I am the best long crier. Long crier, I'm finally returned. And I killed your shitty copies of me.
You hear moaning from behind you as there's a very singed Bucky who is...
Oh, no, Boxer!
Oh.
Very... He's been making death-saving throws over here.
Oh, shit, really?
Oh, shit!
Everyone else is dead, correct, Michael?
Yeah, everyone else is dead.
Okay, I will go over him to him, and I will give him 50 out of my... Or I will give him 20 out of my 70.
Okay.
Lay on hands.
He goes, oh, what the fuck?
Yes?
Now you're a real man.
Did you feel that XP jolt into your system? You're way low level, so you should get a fudge ton of XP for that.
Oh my god.
You can only get a max of 1 point, what is it, like 1.5 levels, so.
What, how burnt is my son?
Oh jeez.
He's just like completely blackened as if he were
no!
a Daffy Duck.
Oh, from are we going to have to build him a robot suit? Is he going to be Darth Bucky?
Like
well, no. I mean, did Jayla heal him?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Does
he need more healing?
No, he's fine.
I assume. Okay. I assume since he took like 20 hit points and then he like went down that's kind of his max.
No,
it was. I'm not going to lie. It was probably a little metagamey, but.
Whatever.
I thought you were saying he was still singed black even after the healing. I was like, no, my Bucky.
He's like this forever. I want to search the bodies of the fake terrible Harpers whom I hate.
All right, you search their bodies, and you guys notice that Harper's hands are lingering just a bit too long as he strokes their dead torsos.
Harper, what are you doing?
What?
You're touching them excessively.
He's looking not good.
Are you touching their abs, or are you looking for something?
Harper grabs his stomach. Like, I used to have what they had, and...
Oh, but Harper, now you got dad strength, and it's so much better.
I guess.
You got a good dad bod.
If you want to, just get back into a healthy eating and weightlifting regimen.
Yeah, Harper, I can help you with a good weightlifting reg. We can be workout buddies together. How about that? And Nellie jostles him with her elbow.
That sounds swole bros.
That sounds like hell, but maybe. Okay. Do I find anything on them as
I'm
searching?
You do find each have keys similar to the guard who, or the scout who Jet and Jayla encountered last episode.
Okay.
And as soon as you pick it up, as soon as you touch it, you see sort of like a red outline of a door appear in front of you.
Oh, magic. I want to cremate these three beautiful Harpers and say, I hope not terrible things were done to you, and I'm sorry my three biggest fans had to meet a death like this.
All right. They burn, and it smells weirdly good.
Oh, my God.
Smells like meat.
All right. So there's the outline of a door in front of you.
Harper, are you okay? Like, are you ready for this?
I feel fucking great! And Harper just runs towards it.
Okay, we guess we gotta follow him.
Okay.
Key out, friggin' put it in.
Eluder runs right behind him.
Open the door.
Okay. You all enter you all walk through the door, and Harper falls to his knees, grabs his head,
and pulls it off.
And seems to just pass out.
No.
And that's Harper. Where we'll end our episode.
No, Michael, you can't.
Fennekin's got a thing in his head.
You honestly can't. Michael, no, we have to keep going.
2 hour long episode.
Nope. That's the end. I literally, while we were recording, sent you feedback. I didn't even look at it.
It's fine. I love you. All right.
I did put a stop halfway through, though.
You did? Thank you so much.
Some of these could be like one star. I don't even know. Not that we get one star reviews, but
you know what? That's never happened. This one time, let's go. Let's warts and all.
Let's go, raw dog.
ZGA from the United States says, all caught up. I've been listening all year, and I'm finally caught up. I may have slept through some important moments here and there, but I love this podcast. Eureka Fresh says, unbelievably addictive. I listened to podcasts all day at work before I found this absolutely awesome ensemble. I had 15 separate subscriptions. Now my day is 100% consumed with only one, Drunks and Dragons. Thank you. Calms the storm of my dark past by Keep Rolling, 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 Rolling Ones from America. I just finished episode 119. Happy to say I'm a slabber and have powered through these episodes in 2 weeks. The show is hilarious and keeps me from of my dark past. Why? It's like hanging out with your friends. You just lack the ability to speak or interact with them anyways. Sly Flourish! Keep it dicey. Best D&D podcast, if that's saying anything. Okay.
It is.
It is. There's a million. What? There's a all joking a salad. There's a million.
There's a whole bunch.
By Ashley. This podcast has held my hand and gently led me across the road to becoming a DM. Then it promptly covered me in unspeakable filth and gore. I started listening to learn more about the game, but the mostly witty, sometimes obscene commentary has increased my excitement to play and solidified my belief that we will need beer. Lots of beer. Like all the beer. Thanks, guys and Jennifer. Fuck off. P.S. Fuck off, Nika.
Maybe they're pre-Nika.
It says here... I'm on episode 185. I'm in the chat right now. Fuck Nika.
No, I was going to say.
It doesn't
fine,
say
I still
that.
Love
it doesn't say that. Nalur says, great D&D experience. I've been a bad, bad fanboy for not writing this much sooner, but this is a great podcast. I recommend it to everyone, not because it has incredibly complex plot lines, though it has great ones, or tear in laughter-inducing role-playing, though it does, but because I just feel like sitting in on a session filled with your best friends. The group clearly loves the game and loves each other, and they make me laugh. I look forward to each new episode because it's like catching up with my own friends. DM Locke from the United States says, desperate trying to catch up. Fantastic world building and amazing cast. The overarching storyline is incredibly engaging. I only started listening to this podcast a couple months ago from the beginning, and I've made it to episode 100 now. With 80 plus episodes still to go, I am looking forward to every single minute of it. Thank you, Slyforce. I'll be stealing characters for my own campaign by Fitzdan the Rogue Tinker. Thanks for getting me pumped for D&D sessions, and now the sexy, sexy bottles of wine. I'll be drinking them out of the most over-the-top goblet I can find. Dirty Larry says, I find this podcast sufficient.
But they gave us 5 stars. Thanks, Dirty Larry.
Thanks, Dirty Larry.
Sufficient? That's great.
Hey.
Good enough.
That's my favorite.
That's all I need to hear.
Look at that. We rolled the dice and we got all 5 stars. So thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Yay.
Those
it's not
help.
Like we get very many not 5 stars.
We are blessed. We are hashtag blessed with amazing feedback all the time. So thank you guys.
We had a slight increase of 5 stars. We always do whenever we get an increase in listenership because we're not for everyone. But you know who we are for? You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, imagine if you're still listening to this episode, then you probably like us.
Yeah.
Or what are you doing?
And we love you.
Now that we have 185 episodes, I wonder, I know people disagree with me before, but I wonder if being a slabber now could just be somebody who's listened to all 185 episodes.
That's what people have co-opted it that way. So yeah.
I think it should be because
I'm okay with
as someone who did not come in as a slabber, like being able to listen through all of them. Tim, I didn't start at. I've listened through all the episodes a whole bunch, but I did not start whenever you guys started.
Yeah, I think
started,
we invented slabber and then OG slabber. OG slabber means you literally started a million years ago.
Listen, I don't know why we're doing this podcast if we can't use it to make some people feel less than.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, good point.
Yes.
Good point. If you want to talk to us about these and other fun things, find us on Twitter. We're at D&D Podcast or at Geekly Inc. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Brute Force, Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, Transformation Sequence Podcast, and Your Wizardary. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com, where you can read the always updating content and check out some fan art by the talented community artist. Afterwards, make sure to head over to our shop and buy some merchandise for your next adventuring quest. When you finish trying to take down all of Harper's nemesis, head over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to do another listen through? Well, check out the D&D Podcast Abridged episodes available for download now. All the fun in a tenth of the time. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/D&D Podcast where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Yay, thanks everyone. Definitely, I guess I don't need to say anything else, right?
Go back and listen to the beginning of the episode and just do all those things we said there, right?
Right, yeah. Like the trywink.com/D&D.
Yeah, and check out our new podcast, because if we get tons and tons of downloads, then more people will find it, and we'll continue to review other hot TV shows, right?
Right. Yeah, and go to nerdbasin.com, which Carly wanted to pay us for, but I said no.
Michael, give me money! I guess it's like, just
money, please!
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, it's been dicey. Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the drunksandthedragons.com. I've totally lost my mind.
Y'all are going to love this up.
Let's do that again.
I guarantee it. That was such a scary episode. Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap, bad rap, bad rap, bad rap. I have a friend, his name is Mike. Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap. He goes down the trail on his cat. Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap. Yo, I got this friend and he goes to the pool. Bad rap,
bad rap, bad rap.
When he goes to the toilet, he drinks lots of chlorine. Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
I like to watch my anime.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
It is full of asses.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
I'm gonna play some D&D.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
And then I'm gonna go to bed.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
I'm sorry, I'm messing with my levels.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
This is really easy because there's nothing that rhymes with that word.
Bad rap. Bad rap.
I think you guys are missing the point of it.
I've got a friend whose name is Tim.
Bad rap. Bad rap. Bad rap. Bad rap.
My favorite person is Michael.
Bad rap.
Bad rap. Bad rap. Bad rap.
Okay, I can't do this anymore because the audio is off and it's
very terrible.
It's broken. It's broken my brain.
Yeah, I can't tell if it's just delaying what we're saying or if you're doing it to hurt me on purpose.
A little bit of both.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.